Exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news. Scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
All right, now let's get to the show. It is officially the final month of the NHL regular season and the final month for the Anaheim Ducks as well. Only 6 games remaining as I'm recording this today on this Wednesday, April 3rd. The Ducks have a 25-47-4 record with 54 points this season, and they certainly have struggled in their last 10 games, only a 2-7-1 record through those games. 2 wins, the latest coming last night in Calgary. We'll get to that in just a second. But the Ducks are in 30th place right now, just above the Chicago Blackhawks and the San Jose Sharks. And while it does remind me a little bit of the end of last season to some extent, it also doesn't, because the Ducks have been able to find ways to win games and certainly looking a lot more cohesive as a group this season, a lot more chemistry being built. And a bright future ahead with some of these young, talented rookies that the Ducks have had this season. Now, as I mentioned, they're coming off a 5-game road trip. They went to Seattle twice, Edmonton, Vancouver, Calgary. It was a long trip, 9 days, a really long trip, honestly, to finish out the season. But the last road trip of the year, because the final road games are in LA, and then they finish in Vegas, so they won't have to stay in a hotel for a super long extended amount of time, and then of course have the 4-game homestand ahead. So it's crazy. The Ducks season is really wrapping up, and for me, I mean, my first year doing pre and post game on Duck Stream, also serving as the in-game reporter. Very, very lucky to be working alongside Steve and Emmer on the broadcast. They've been so much fun. We almost have too much fun sometimes. Despite the losses, it's been awesome to get to work with them. And I thank you all for following along this season. There really is such a bright future ahead for this Anaheim Ducks organization, and we've gotten to see spurts of it. The injuries have been tough this season. Just trying to build some chemistry within the team has been difficult as well because of all the injuries that the team has faced. But overall, I think it's definitely been a year where the Ducks have jumped forward and are looking ahead. And they're going to be a much more competitive team, even as soon as next season. So in talking about the last game, I mentioned the Ducks getting that 5-3 win over the Calgary Flames. That was really needed. I mean, losing all 4 of the road games to that point. And I mean, you think about that Edmonton game on Saturday. That was a rough one against the Oilers. The Oilers just handed it to us in most of the games this season. It was difficult playing Edmonton. Seattle, the first 2 games on that trip, the first one on that Tuesday, shot out. That was not a good start to the trip. Thursday's game against Seattle, a little bit better. So just a lot of ups and downs on this road trip. But to finish it off with a win like they did, really good sign for the team and just giving them some confidence to come back to Honda Center. But it was the Ducks' first win since March 21st, which March was a rough month in general for the team. You start with the trade deadline early in the month. You see guys like Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick go, Ilya Lyubushkin go. You get some new pieces, a Ben Myers, William Lagesson also off waivers. But, you know, it's not like a direct impact to the lineup like some teams, you know, more the competitive teams that are getting ready for the postseason, like they have a team like Vegas, a team like Carolina, where, you know, they're getting a big player. For the Ducks, it was about building some of that draft stock like they did with the Henrique and Carrick trade, getting a first round pick. That was great to see for general manager Pat Verbeek. It seemed like that's what he had his eye on. Awesome that he was able to get it and didn't settle for less, because now the Ducks have 7 picks in the first 3 rounds of this year's draft, which is sort of reminding me of last year's draft in Nashville because of all the early picks. It was almost hard to keep up with, but that was such a fun time, and I'm looking forward to this year's draft in Vegas. But anyways, talking about that Calgary game a little bit, don't want to dive into it too much because that is what we do with the post-game show, but Mason McTavish, a big part of it, getting another goal. He had back-to-back games on this road trip with goals after he didn't have one for 15 games. I feel like it's been interesting watching McTavish this year in the sense that he has battled some injuries, only playing 64 games out of 76 total for the team. Third on the team in points, but I feel like earlier in the season, we saw the Mason McTavish that we know. And I think back to last year, I think of the kind of player he is, that bulldog, getting to the net, shooting the puck a lot. I think that kind of seemed to fade away at some points in the season, but we've been seeing that in these last couple games. Unfortunately, though, he left the game in the second period with a lower body injury, did not return to the game. So fingers crossed that he will be okay. I mean, only 6 games left on the year, but hopefully we can see him again and it wasn't too serious on Tuesday. But also at the same time, kind of good that, you know, he has the summer now to recover fully after a year that he's been beaten down here and there throughout the season. Another big part of that game on Tuesday, Olin Zellweger playing in his hometown of Calgary, having his first multi-point game, a 3-assist night for him. He's the 2nd Ducks rookie defenseman to do so this season. Pavel Mintikov, the other, of course, earlier in the year. Olin Zellweger has really come alive these last couple games. Very impressed by him. And when we found out around the trade deadline that he would be up with the Ducks for the rest of the season, I felt like a lot of people were excited about that decision by the organization. He had such a great season down with San Diego, his first year with the Gulls. And, you know, he earned the AHL All-Star honors as the Gulls representative. He was adding offensively, despite, you know, being a blue liner, just showing off his two-way game. So now that we've seen him in these last couple games, 4 points in his last 2 games, start to come alive in that aspect. He's so smart. The way he makes plays sometimes, it really impresses me. He's always looking for that next play. And that's something that I think back to the goal that Alex Killorn had where Zelly, he tossed it on net, but also in the direction of Killorn, who was able to tip it in. I'm forgetting exactly what game that was, but Killorn really complimented him in the post game, saying just he knew exactly what kind of play he was looking for. And I think that Zellweger has that high hockey IQ. And we're starting to see it a little bit more, and that his offensive game is starting to come alive. And I don't know, it's exciting to see. I mean, we only have 6 games left with him, but I'm looking forward to the future for Olin Zellweger, and that he's kind of getting that confidence to be able to make some of those plays more often now, just like he did in Calgary last night, having an assist on 3 of the Ducks' 5 goals. Another Anaheim Ducks player I want to talk about, Trevor Zegras. He is back with the team, and what a boost that has been. He's been on the 2nd line in the last couple games. He was playing alongside Mason McTavish. I loved that duo back together, Ryan Strome on the other side. But of course, Mason McTavish leaving, Frank Vetrano steps up on that 2nd line. Z is just looking kind of like the Z that we know. He's making plays. He's getting to the net, trying things. It's that creativity that he has, but looking to see him finish on some of those chances. He had quite a few in the first period of the game against Calgary. But I think overall for him, it's been such a tough season that he's only played 25 games with the Ducks, only has 9 points. Not a year that, you know, he was expecting, anyone was expecting. You can never really count when injuries happen, of course, but I think for Z, it's just about gaining his confidence back within himself, because I know it was a very difficult time for him being out so many games and having to watch from the sidelines, watching, you know, all the film that he was able to take in, watching the way the team played during that timeout as well. So happy to have Trevor Zegras back, hoping that we can continue to see some more of that creativity through these last couple games as well. And that he just shows some of, you know, the Z that we know so well from him. Another guy that I want to talk about on this Anaheim Ducks team, Lukasz Dostal. He's been a bright spot for Anaheim this season. And going into the year when we were in training camp, I think back to that time when it was John Gibson, Alex Stalock, Lukasz Dostal. And I remember Dostal really just wanting to make this Ducks roster. That was his goal. He achieved it, did well in the preseason games. And then he comes into this year and he's starting to be a true regular in this Anaheim Ducks lineup, you know, getting the start on Sunday in Vancouver. Then he earns another start on Tuesday against Calgary this week. He had his very first NHL shutout recently against Chicago back on March 21st. That was the Ducks' first shutout of the season as a team. He has just come up big in so many moments this year. And I think that maybe to some Ducks fans, that might have been a surprise. He had a lot of success down with the San Diego Gulls. And sometimes that doesn't necessarily translate at the NHL level. But for Dostal, his work ethic speaks for itself. And I had no doubt that he would come into this year and take advantage of this opportunity and just show off what he's been able to do. So really happy for Lukasz Dostal this year. And looking forward to what he's able to bring in the future, especially, of course, as we talk about that bright future that the Ducks have and how that's going to look. But being a part of that tandem with John Gibson, taking some of that pressure off John Gibson when he's, especially after last year, faced a lot of shots last year. It's been nice to have that consistency with Lukasz Dostal as well. And just, I know, talking about this team, a lot of ups and downs throughout this season. But as we look ahead to what this offseason could bring as Pat Verbeek continues to build this roster, adding some depth to the bottom six, you know, shoring up the defensive pairings, because there are so many young, talented players in that role, especially in the prospect pool for the Anaheim Ducks. It's going to be interesting to see who competes for, you know, those positions in the future. But looking forward to everything that's to come, including some of the prospects that are yet to be a part of this group. So on that end, Nico Mijatovic signed his entry-level contract with the Anaheim Ducks on the 29th of March, just not too long ago. That will begin next season. And he was with the Seattle Thunderbirds this year in the WHL, 30 points in 34 games played. He's a second-round pick from last summer's draft, the 2023 NHL draft. He was the Ducks' 33rd overall pick. So he's already with the San Diego Gulls, has already played in the games that they had over the weekend, getting that professional experience now just to get him ready for next season. Well, hey, as I'm recording this, we have some breaking news. I just got our media news release email. The Anaheim Ducks have signed Igor Sidorov and Colson Petrie to 3-year entry-level contracts. That is very exciting. Sidorov leads the Western Hockey League in game-winning goals right now. He has 12 and was tied for third in power play goals, 16 of them, tied for fourth with 50 goals during the regular season. Now, he was selected by the Anaheim Ducks in the third round of last year's draft in Nashville. Someone that was so much fun to interview. I remember specifically, he came up to our table with the biggest smile on his face. Could not be more grateful to be a part of the Ducks organization. He's had an awesome year with this team. Couldn't be happier to have him as a part of the organization. Colson Petrie, on the other hand, 55 points in 55 games, a point per game player with the Flint Firebirds of the Ontario Hockey League this season. He was also the captain of the Firebirds for the second half of the year. He set a new single season career high in goals and averaged, of course, like I just mentioned, a point per game for the second straight year. Now, he was also a third round pick of the Anaheim Ducks in the 2023 NHL Draft. 65th overall. He is someone that I think will be a little bit of a tenacious player. He brings a little bit of that attitude on the ice, a little fiery. So looking forward to seeing him as a part of the organization as well. Great news to receive while I'm sitting here in the studio recording this. As I mentioned, this future just keeps getting brighter and brighter for Anaheim. And then I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the injuries that the Anaheim Ducks have had this year. And I don't want to talk too much about it because it's been like beating a drum all season long with the amount of players that have come in and out of the lineup all year. So just an update on this end. Pavel Mintikov missed the last two games with a lower body injury. He's day to day. And I think back to that Edmonton game on Saturday, he took that late block shot. It actually was Jakob Silverberg shooting the puck, awkwardly hit Mintikov, and he left the game late in that third period. So hoping that he's back and ready to go soon. I know he did take part in the warm-up skate yesterday in Calgary, but decided he wasn't ready to go. So I think it's good that they're not rushing him, giving him some time to heal fully. And he now has a couple of days off, which is great, before this game on Friday. Now, Max Jones, another player, he's missed now five games. He's week to week with an upper body injury. We're missing Max Jones in the sense of he has been really great on the forecheck for the Anaheim Ducks this in particular as of late. He skates hard, gets to the corners. He's one of those guys that I think that he's come alive a little bit more in this later part of the season. And to lose him recently, he wasn't on the road trip. That was tough to see. Radko Gudas. We also really miss Radko Gudas. He is day to day with that upper body injury. He has now missed 10 games. It's hard to believe that we haven't seen the Butcher for 10 games. He was not on this road trip. Not sure a timeline on him, but hoping to have him back, of course, too. And then the last player that I want to talk about, Brock McGinn. I don't know. Depends. Some of you might have heard, but he did have successful disc surgery recently and is recovering at home. That is with his back. He had a back injury. He is out for 4 months. So hoping the best for Brock McGinn in his rehab to get better, get ready to go in this offseason and hopefully be back in the future. And just a reminder that we have exciting news. Gettle is now the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home, Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/Ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L, we make comfort easy to spell. So that brings me to the Anaheim Ducks upcoming fan events. As I mentioned, this 4-game homestand to close out the season. We're closing out the season. The 2024 year is coming to an end. 2023-2024, but it's been a fast season, and it's hard to believe we're at this point. I know I keep saying that, but it really has. I mean, we have played a lot of games. A lot of hockey has been taken in this year. And we're at the point now where it's slowly coming to a close. So Friday is our next game. We're taking on the Seattle Kraken, and that is Legacy Night number 3, Volume 3. The previous two Legacy Nights were so much fun. And for me, I mean, I came to this organization in 2022. I was from, the other side of the country. So I didn't necessarily know too much on the history of the Anaheim Ducks, just the main things. But to be able to have these Legacy Nights and just go through this 30th season with you all, it's been so fun just getting to learn more about the Anaheim Ducks history, meeting some of these legends that have come back. And it truly speaks to the family that is here in Anaheim. That's one of the more special parts about the Anaheim Ducks organization and you guys as fans. It has such a family feel. And that's really not the case everywhere. So I feel very lucky to be a part of it and excited to celebrate the third decade of Anaheim Ducks hockey, which is now the current decade as well. Happy to be a part of it with you all. Mason McTavish bobblehead giveaway on Friday. Hoping that we see him in the lineup for that one as it is his bobblehead night. And then looking ahead to the other game on the weekend, Sunday is Animal Rescue and Adoption Night, which has me thinking that I'm hoping Daisy, the team dog, is at that game on Sunday against St. Louis. After that, it's Green Night and it's a Mighty Oath game against the LA Kings next Tuesday. Not the last meeting with the Kings on the season. There's one more after that on the weekend, but the last home game against the Kings. Come out, be loud. We want to hear you. We don't like those guys up the street. Bring the energy. You know how it is. It's always fun when the Ducks and Kings face off. So looking forward to that game next Tuesday. And then the final home game, Fan Appreciation Night on April 12th against the Calgary Flames. Great that the team got the win on Tuesday, hoping they can keep it rolling. Use that same game plan, work on those defensive breakouts, keeping the puck possession, getting back hard. All of that, using their speed, especially because Calgary does like to push the speed a little bit. We didn't see that last night, but they did in the first game when they shut out the Ducks. Let's bring all of that into the game on Friday for Fan Appreciation Night on April 12th. All right, so that is about all I have for the Anaheim Ducks, and that's going to lead me into our next topic for today's show. Thanks for sticking around with me with this one. I thought it would be fun to just chat it up about hockey, about the Anaheim Ducks, about this season, where we're at. A little bit different episode for you this week. So the playoff picture is starting to take shape in the NHL. Seven teams, as of this moment on this Wednesday, have clinched their postseason spot. In the Eastern Conference, it's the Boston Bruins, the Florida Panthers, the New York Rangers, and the Carolina Hurricanes. So a few spots left. Obviously, the Eastern Conference has more teams clinched than the West does at this point. Toronto is likely the next team to get a spot. They could as early as tonight if they get any points against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then the wild card is also shaping up a little bit of a race to Tampa Bay Lightning, Washington Capitals, Philadelphia Flyers, New York Islanders, maybe Pittsburgh in there too. It's going to be a little bit down to the wire between the Caps, Flyers, Islanders, and Penguins on that end. Now for the Western Conference, we're going to move on over to our side of the country. The Dallas Stars, Colorado Avalanche, and Vancouver Canucks have all clinched their spots. Winnipeg is likely going to as well very soon. And then there are the Edmonton Oilers, the Vegas Golden Knights, and the LA Kings, who are in a wild card position. Nashville Predators also in that wild card spot. St. Louis Blues, Minnesota Wild, just outside the picture right now. St. Louis a bit closer. Minnesota, it would be a tough road to get to that point. So that game on Sunday when the Ducks play St. Louis, that is an important game for the Blues. I'm excited to see how it all shakes out in these last couple weeks as we get towards the postseason. Always a fun time of the year. I mean, especially with all the sports going on. MLB just had opening day, NCAA college basketball. We got the March Madness still rolling. The Final Four is taking place this weekend. We have NBA as well. There's a lot of sports going on at this time of the year, and it's really exciting. And speaking of sports too, the Women's World Championship begins this week in Utica, New York. Now, the PWHL took an international break during the championship so that their players could participate, which I think is just awesome that they're giving them, of course, that opportunity, something that the NHL is working towards for next season. Exciting stuff on that end. The PWHL will pick their season back up on April 18th as the Worlds conclude on the 14th. So going to be cheering on Team USA personally. Hillary Knight, who is a friend of Light the Lamp. We just had her on recently. She's going to be a part of Team USA. Looking forward to seeing how they do. Beginning this weekend. Exciting, exciting stuff. Also going on right now, the NCAA Frozen Four for college hockey, men's college hockey. That is going to be taking place next week. And my Michigan State Spartans, they fell to the Michigan Wolverines. I have to mention it because it's relevant, because Michigan is going to be playing Boston College in the semis on April 11th, which is where our very own Ducks prospect Cutter Gauthier plays the Boston College Eagles. They're definitely one of the favorites to win the tournament. They were going into it. The championship is set for April 13th, but we got to get through the semis first. Cutter has 5 points in the two tournament games that he's played in, including 2 goals and 3 assists. He also had 1 power play goal. We're cheering for you, Cutter. But also at the same time, you know, I know fans are like, oh, but if he doesn't, then he could come to Anaheim sooner. But at this point, hey, the kid is in college. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for him to go out and win a championship. I'm all for him being there with the Boston College Eagles, trying to win the championship, taking advantage of it. You're only in college for a certain amount of time, and we will have plenty of years with Cutter here in Anaheim, and very bright years, am I going to add to that. So hoping the best for Cutter. We're cheering for him starting next week on the semis on April 11th. One last piece of news on the NHL side. Also, just a preview to the future, the NHL Central Scouting final rankings are going to be released the week of April 15th, which is the same week that the NHL's final day of the regular season is on. That is the 18th. The Ducks are playing the Vegas Golden Knights on that night. There's only 6 games on that Thursday, but the Ducks are part of the final day of the regular season. So the NHL Central Scouting rankings, looking forward to seeing those. They already, you know, released their report a couple months ago with their mid-season rankings, but looking forward to seeing how maybe those might change a little bit potentially in the final rankings. And then that brings us to thinking about the NHL draft this summer. If you can't tell, I'm excited for it. It's in Vegas. The Ducks have so many picks. It's going to be another fun draft, just like Nashville was last year. And likely the Ducks are going to have a high pick again, of course. So going to see how that all shakes out. The draft lottery, we'll have to see when that will be taking place. But that's not for a little bit of time still, so I don't want to jump ahead too far. I've been talking about prospects, so now I want to transition to talking about the San Diego Gulls, because we are going to be having Matt McIlvain, the head coach of the Gulls, on the show soon, hopefully next week. Don't exactly have a date for that yet, but we're working on it. The Gulls are outside the playoff picture like the Ducks, and it's kind of weird. We both have 54 points. The Ducks and the Gulls have 54 points on their seasons, but there has been a lot of growth with the Gulls in this later half of the year. And we have to give a congratulations to Chase DeLeo, who earned the honors of the all-time leading scorer for San Diego Gulls history. He earned those honors over the weekend on Saturday, March 30th. He got his 182nd point, passing Sam Carrick, who had 181 with the organization. Chase DeLeo is an awesome person. He's the captain of the Gulls. He's such a leader. Couldn't be happier for a guy like him to earn that record in the Gulls record book. Also, with the San Diego Gulls, they announced this week that they signed Sam Colangelo to a professional tryout. He was the second round pick by the Anaheim Ducks back in the 2020 draft, playing for the Western Michigan Broncos. So he was taking part in that postseason NCAA tournament. The Broncos did lose to my Spartans. Wasn't mad about it. Also because Sam Colangelo was able to come to the Ducks organization quicker, but he signed that PTO with the Gulls. He had 24 goals with Western this season, which was 5th among NCAA leaders, 43 total points in 38 games played with the Broncos as well. And then we're hoping to see that entry-level contract signed soon as well. That seemed to be in the cards last time when we spoke with general manager Pat Verbeek. That was something that Colangelo's agent and the organization we're talking about. So that is about everything that I think you need to know with what's going on with the San Diego Gulls, the Anaheim Ducks, around the NHL, just looking at that playoff picture, also looking at, you know, the the points race, the rookie race, the goalie race, all the different trophies that can be awarded to the regular season champs in their respective categories. Plenty to come in the month of April as the Stanley Cup playoffs will also be beginning this month. But for me, that'll do it with this episode of Light the Lamp. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
And get your home cozy with Ghetto Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit ghetto.com/ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.